This call is being recorded.
Now, when I talk about self-mastery, I'm talking about mastering our little self, which is commonly referred to as the personality or the ego that we took on as part of this human experience we're involved in. And it's this little self that keeps us feeling like victims of forces that are out there, beyond our control, because it uses false programming, a belief in separation, and repetitive thoughts and emotions that are usually fueled by guilt, shame, anger, blame, and fear. And these are lower vibrating, uncomfortable emotions that keep us enslaved in a quote-unquote reality that we don't desire, we don't enjoy, or we wouldn't even choose if we had the ability to experience something, if we had the ability to experience something completely different. But the truth that I've discovered is we do have a choice. And the truth is you and only you can change what you experience. As you've read on the Super Beings website and have heard Jason and Chance and Mary and others say many times, what we're experiencing isn't real. Some call it an illusion or a dream, and others say it's a hologram or a virtual reality. The truth is that nothing exists outside of ourselves. Everything exists within our consciousness. And every experience we could ever desire to have already exists in the now, in this now moment. And we just need to match the vibratory frequency of that experience as if it's already here in order to be it and experience it. The question then arises, well, how does that happen? Well, I found, and the tools we'll be using hopefully will help you discover too, it's by being aware of your thoughts, your emotions, words, and actions, and changing them to match what it is that you desire. What I found, and what maybe even you all know, is what you focus your attention on grows. What follows the words, I am, determines your experience physically, mentally, emotionally, and energetically. For instance, how many times you go around a day going, I am so tired, or I am worried about this, that, and the other. Well, that I am, that's determining how you're feeling, what you're putting out energetically. So when you want to change what you experience out there, you need to change your conscious response to it in your thoughts, feelings, and actions as they're happening. One of the favorite sayings I like to quote to myself and sometimes to others was said by Dr. Wayne Dyer, who recently passed. And the saying is, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And the reason for this is the nature of our 3D experience is to present us with dualities or contrasts that are designed to help us decide or choose what type of experience we prefer to have. And when you pay attention to and are conscious to the thoughts, emotions, and attitudes you're having as you experience these contrasts, you eventually become the witness of the drama that's unfolding before you, and you put yourself in a position to be in charge of it. And the question, of course, comes up, how do you do that? And what I found is that by choosing to respond to what's unfolding instead of reacting to it, that's how you start to become a dream master or master of your reality. And when you can do that, you can start to change your experiences, because what you're thinking and feeling in the now moment is what will create your next scene and the people in it. What you're experiencing today is what you thought about and focused your attention on yesterday. And what you focus on and give your attention to today is going to determine what you experience tomorrow, because whether you're conscious of it or not, repetitive thoughts and emotions are constantly going around in your mind about a particular event, person, or a situation. And those thoughts and emotions attract like vibrational people and experiences into your now. One of the things I'm sure you've all heard about is this question. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And I have to tell you, it's only recently, and I've been on this journey for a long time, But it's only recently, say within the last year or so, that the proverbial light bulb finally came on for me and is staying on more consistently for me now. And what happened is I finally made the decision to relinquish my little self's need to be in control of the external events. I stopped trying to change other people, and I simply loved and accepted them for who they truly were. And namely, that is, there were folks who were helping me by pushing my buttons to recognize something within myself needed acknowledging, owning, and or changing. And I finally accepted that no matter what I experienced, be it an event or a person, that I created or attracted it, and I'm the only one who can change it by not judging or labeling it as bad, but accepting it, taking ownership of it, and deciding, and here's the key, and really feeling this in that decision, that it was the best thing that could have happened to me. And I know now by the experiences I'm having that if I always make the choice of thinking or doing what feels good to me and which makes me feel happy, with the caveat that provided it doesn't do harm to anybody else, I'm going to be in what's referred to as the flow. And my day becomes easy, stress-free, and recently full of wonderful and sometimes magical happenings where people are open, courteous, kind, helpful when I wasn't even asking for it or hoping for it. And then synchronicities sometimes just become commonplace. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to pose this to you. And you may say to me, well, if it makes me feel good to give someone a piece of my mind or get back at them because they pissed me off or did me wrong or did something unfair to me, how is that going to work? And my answer to you would be this. Which would be putting out a better vibration? What would you rather attract into your life? More experiences and encounters with people containing the energy of frustration, anger, blame, or just letting that person think or do what they want, again, provided they're not hurting anyone? And just let it go. Let it go and walk away instead of fanning the flames. Will it make you feel good to get sucked into their drama, which really is your drama, and keep experiencing what you don't desire or like? Instead, ask yourself, do I choose to be someone else's victim, giving away my power, or do I choose to be the person who sees the other as someone who's trying to help me remember that this is my story and that I'm in control and I can rewrite the scene to play out the way I want it to? The key to remember that I've found is you attract into your reality people and experiences that are an exact vibratory match to the thoughts and emotions that you're sending out. I know I'm repeating myself, but this is really was a key for me. So here's what I started to do to help me, make some progress on this journey. Whenever I encounter a person or event that challenges me, I'll say challenges me or pushes my button, what I've learned to try and do is because I'm watching this now. I've kind of stepped outside of myself sometimes, and I'm watching this as it's happening, and I'm participating in it as an actor. But I take 3 deep breaths, which is the equivalent of about 15, 16 seconds, before I say or do anything. And this isn't like everyday little things. It's a challenge when those buttons get pushed to me for whatever it is. Want to make me angry, want to make me feel judgmental, or any of those lower vibrating emotions. So before I say or do anything, I take this time. And I do this because I found that if I immediately react, I cause that experience to sort of solidify in my reality. And it may be something that I really don't want or like to be there. So the 16 seconds sort of center me and give me the time to respond to the person or the experience instead of reacting. It gives me the time to align with a thought, a word, or an action that will make me feel good or happy. And when I can do this and do it consistently, that's when the magic, that's when I found the magic happens. And then I kept asking myself, well, why? And the thought came to me, well, because joy, love, happiness, gratitude, doing something that makes you feel good or happy, they're all higher vibrating emotions, which feel good to you. And then the universe or your meta self or the field of infinite possibilities, whatever you like to refer to the stream of consciousness of which we're all a part, that returns to us a vibratory match in terms of more people and experiences that make us feel love or loved, happy, excited, great to be alive, so on and so forth. So it was through constant practice and feedback experiences that I came to know and understand that I was creating and in complete control of my dream's content. So maybe I'm going to repeat myself again, but by doing this, I was able to learn that when I surrendered my little self's need to control and judge what I perceived to be out there and welcomed everyone and every experience I had to be the best thing that ever happened to me. And again, I really needed to feel that too. It wasn't just something in my mind. I really got into it. Yeah, that's the best thing that happened to me. And then choose the response that made me feel good, no matter what the external picture or my ego said to the contrary. Then I would find myself in the flow, and when that happened, life loses, it just loses all feeling of stress. It becomes more peaceful. I find myself more centered, and I find my days are filled with fun and laughter. And again, magical, I keep saying this all the time, it's like magic. And I find I laugh a lot these days, both at myself, for the most part, and also in delight over what I'm experiencing. And what comes along with this also is just a deep feeling of gratitude. I find it's always present and overflowing from my heart and my mouth. I can't tell you how many times a day I say, thank you, that's so beautiful, or thank you, that was so awesome, or thank you for a great day where nothing went wrong, you know, anything. But it's constantly throughout the day, I'm saying this out loud if I'm in the car by myself. And, you know, with the dog, my dogs, I'll say, oh, you don't know what a great day this was. I'm so happy. So anyway, when you can make this consistent, this becomes a natural way of life. And what follows is more and more of the same, which is really what we all desire. Because it makes us feel good, and our life begins to flow with ease and grace and harmony. So, now some of you may already know this, and some of you have maybe never heard or thought about this before. I know for me, sometimes I can hear or read the same thing multiple times from different people and different sources, but unless it's said when I was ready to hear it, and in a manner in which I was open and receptive to it, it didn't really click for me. So I'm going to be, for this workshop, using text and possibly maybe some audio or video from different authors who are saying basically the same thing, but in slightly different ways. So this way, if you don't resonate, you may find you do with someone else. And I thought for just a beginning workshop for me and you, I thought we'd read books and using the tools within them that are presented by three authors who I found were a great help to me. And they're all available on Amazon in paperback, and they're all less than $20. And I'll put this on the website if you need it, but the three books are The Four Agreements Companion Book by Don Miguel Ruiz. The second one is, I forget who mentioned this on Super Beings, but I got the book, and I also thought it was awesome. It's called Living as God, Nothing is Simpler, by Zoe Jonchere, Jonchere. And then the last one is A Super Accelerated Living, How to Manifest an Epic Life, by Bentinho Massaro. I'm probably massacring his last name. Massacring his last name. Massaro. So again, I'll put this on the website so that you get everything, you know, the authors and everything correctly. But again, they're all available in paperback on Amazon.com. And what I'd like to do is start with the Four Agreements companion book, because the first thing I think we should explore together is identifying and understanding the ways in which we've been programmed and how to break those ties. And I think this book has so many wonderful practical exercises to do in each chapter. So I thought that would be a good foundation, and by going through it chapter by chapter and doing the practice lessons in each, we can then share our resulting thoughts and experiences during each succeeding call. And then we can move on as we finish one, we'll go on to the next, because what I'm hoping is one builds upon the next. And just in ending, as we use the resources, I'm asking you to suspend any judgment and give each method of peeling back another layer of the onion a chance. And all you need to do is to be open, empty, receptive, and clear as you embark on this journey, because the amount of benefit and growth you're going to derive from the workshop will be solely based on your willingness to be honest with yourself. And that sometimes is hard. Believe me, I know. Been there, done that. And your willingness to try things that may be a bit scary at first, and which may go against everything you believe and have been taught. But I found when you do the hard work of facing your fears, you find that they were just smoke and mirrors to begin with. For me, I have this saying taped to my desk where I see it every day. And it goes, what would you dare to do if you knew you could not fail? And then if I find something a little scary for myself, I repeat what somebody said to me, fear is. And fear is just false evidence appearing real, which I think is pretty cool. So if you're going to participate, if this sounds good to you, if you're going to participate in this workshop, I recommend that you use, if you aren't already, the tools that are on the Super Beings website. There's some awesome tools. And I also would suggest you use at least one or more of the alchemies. And whichever one calls to you, I would just say let your intuition be your guide on that. And if you have a pyramid or a Merlin Power Stone, then that special being is going to be of additional support and guidance to you as you start this journey of transformation and self-mastery. I was thinking to give everyone time to get the book and go through the first chapter and some of the practical exercises, that I would schedule our first real workshop class for May 22nd. Same time, same place, and I'll send out an email reminder ahead of time. And then we can always adjust the frequency of our calls. So if we need more time, we can keep it at every 2 weeks. If we need less time, we could shorten to every week, or maybe we could do more than just one chapter. It all depends on how people find working the practical exercises are going for them, because those are the important ones. That's how you're going to hopefully identify, like I did, where I was being programmed and what I no longer need to believe because it doesn't serve me well at all. And that's my 2 cents on the matter. So I don't know if anybody's got any questions, but that's my vision. That's where I've come from, and that's where I'm going. So if you want to come on this journey, like I said, I'm still a work in progress.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nancy. I just want to say a few words. I kind of have a feeling what will happen is we'll just sort of develop a kind of natural rhythm, because what it sounds like is there's some opportunity for study, and then in the studying, allowing, you know, some time to apply the principles, and then for some of you may, you know, get it like right away and then have, you know, their own thing to add to that, maybe like their own style or what they found out. And for other people, maybe you're going to hit walls so others can step in and help. I just sort of envision it kind of taking on a life of its own. So I think we'll figure out the frequency of the classes. Right. And one thing is that I wanted to say is for some of you, you may have already read, like I read the Four Agreements back in like 2000. It's funny because it's like 1999, 2000 was mentioned earlier in the call about astrological cycles cycling back around.
Right.
And I remember it being like totally fresh and totally new for me. And then when you mentioned it, it was like, oh yeah, I remember that. That was like way early in my, you know, journey of my spirituality. But since you mentioned it, and then also the fifth agreement, which is another thing I didn't really even know about, I went back and read it, and it's all still relevant and tracks, you know, even mm-hmm. if it's like, you know, came out back then. And right. I'm starting to see how powerful returning to like really, you know, it's like, yeah, I read it, but do I ultimately, have I completely and totally mastered it? No. So
exactly.
I love that we're being given, you know, kind of being placed to be accountable. And I mm-hmm. feel like we all can use practical things to apply to our everyday reality until they start to become new, you know, totally new habits. And you can always, always improve. Like, it's a practice for sure.
Right.
So all of this makes perfect sense to me. There's, you know, lots of really simple things that are noticing are really, really powerful. And I want to, you know, post a video on some of the things that I've found lately that I didn't think would have as deep an effect. So I get it's like, you know, during your week, give yourself, carve out for yourself a little study time and, you know, maybe use some alchemy and meditate or contemplate. And do the work throughout the week. Sounds good. I'm
awesome.
Ready.
That's great. Thank you, Mary, for that additional support.
I want to flow.
Awesome. Yep.
I flow pretty well, but I want to flow more. I feel like we could have more. You can't
Don't we all?
Not have, you know, you can always have more joy and laughter. So good with that.
Exactly. And again, it's the workshop is not only to help you explore yourself, but it's also, as you were saying, it's a support group. You know, some people may hit a wall. And by us, you know, coming together and possibly talking about it, maybe some insight can be given to have, if you are hitting a wall, of how you can get over it, around it, under it, through it.
Yes. Love it.
Anybody else? Okay.
Cool. Hey, you guys.
All right. That's it for me then.
Okay.
I bored you all to tears.
No, not at all. It was very nice. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
All right. See you on the 22nd then. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Good night.
Well, good night.
Night.
that I got to go through. So I do the I-5